Hello and welcome. I'm Paige Estrotori, your window to the industry buzz from Financial Services Online. This is your weekly insurance news wrap, where we unravel the stories that matter to both our consumer and business audience. Let's dive straight in. Western Australia recently confronted a hiked surge in insurance costs, putting immense pressure on household budgets amid escalating living expenditures. This unprecedented surge was punctuated by steep increases in home, contents, and motor insurance premiums. Safeguarding your assets comes at a price, but are insurers putting profits ahead of fairness? This is the question posed by consumer advocates like Geraldine Hayes. WA is, unfortunately, taking the brunt of this hike compared to the moderate increases in New South Wales and Victoria, widening the financial divide. The proposed antidote? Annual premium caps and clear communication from insurers, according to consumer groups. Crucial to navigate this storm is a pledge to shop wisely and consider raising your deductibles. It's a tough puzzle to solve. We need collaboration, compassion, and transparency from all stakeholders involved. On to the daily dramas of high-end vehicles. A recent dispute involving a 2014 Maserati Gran Turismo ended with the owner learning a bitter lesson on disclosure. After failing to report 3 out of 5 speeding offenses, the owner, known as TL, saw his claim refused by QBE Insurance. His distraction? A tempestuous divorce. The complaints authority sided with QBE, stating that full disclosure could have saved TL from the heartache from the beginning. The key takeaway here? Honesty is the best policy, particularly concerning high-value vehicles. In more encouraging news, insurers are gradually steering their focus towards reducing household insurance losses. In the March quarter, net earnings rose to $1.41 billion, up from last year's $938 million. This shift marks a much-needed improvement from the $681 million losses experienced not too long ago. On a more granular level, we saw positive gains in domestic motor insurance profits, a good sign for the industry as a whole. Lastly, we turn to an international scandal involving persistent insurance fraud. UK-based scam artist Joel Matibe saw his fraudulent reign come to an end with a 20-month jail sentence. Matibe, after extracting over $22,000 through deceitfully lodged home insurance claims, has collected a hefty victim surcharge of $272. Rest assured, you fraudulent claimants out there, justice is only a step away. And that wraps up our digest of this week's most consequential insurance news. For a deeper dive, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, always here to make sure you are informed and prepared for the shifts and shakes in the Australian industry. Until next time, stay insured and stay safe.